T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Shortlist.
I'm not saying that Senator Manchin intentionally wants to hurt people.
But if you're using this as a religious argument, the Bible is about choice.
He's in cycle. I hate to say this, but I like it.
And we did a lot of it, but nobody knew the deep state was that deep.
There was the man right there, Donald Trump, speaking at CPAC down in Dallas this weekend. I want to get straight to more of that here. Robin Walensky joining me on the show this morning, taking care of news and joining in on the conversation. Love having her here. Robin, welcome in.
Mark, it's been super fun, and the more sound bites, the better of the former president, because how much do you miss this guy right now?
Boy, a bunch, let me tell you that. Let me get to cut number four, then we'll get to our guest, please.
We also need a no-holds-barred national campaign to dismantle organized crimes. These are street crimes. Organized crime today is on the streets, and this administration doesn't want to talk about that crime. They want to talk about what they think are other crimes, and many people say they're not crimes. We have to round up the drug dealers.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
All right. Jesse Jane Duff on the phone with us this morning. And Jesse Jane, wasn't it a great speech the president gave there at CPAC?
Oh, the president has a way of just jabbing the Democrats right in the eyeball. I mean, it's just always, you all have, basically he has said, you all have created your own mess and now are trying to blame everyone else other than your own incompetence. He lays it out. He articulates. He gives examples. One of the examples he gave when I was at in Washington, D.C. at the AFPI summit was the laundry list of crimes that have occurred against everyday Americans. Some of them were so outrageous. One was of a woman who was pregnant and was killed as she was unloading the baby shower gifts from her own baby shower, and how she was murdered. There was probably a good 20 stories similar to that that were emotionally gut-wrenching on how the criminals have taken over in the American cities, such as Los Angeles, Chicago, New York City, all to the blind eye of their mayors and governors who are not enforcing the rule of law. But yes, President Trump has got enough fodder on his plate right now because the Democrats keep serving this buffet of incompetence every single day. And look at this bill they just passed. I mean, my God, who would want to have a campaign message? I'm here to raise your taxes, vote for me. And that's exactly what the Democrats just did.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to read what's in this bill, specifically the 80,000 IRS agents. So I guess if anybody's looking for a job out there, they can apply to the IRS, right? They're hiring.
It's so disgusting that they're actually trying to suggest if you have nothing to fear, you should not fear an audit. that is your campaign message. Nobody wants to be audited, even if your books are clean and just perfect. The fact is that those audits can go on for a year, and your family is now being exhausted with the time that it takes having to hire an accountant to ensure that your books are straight. And it's basically going after the middle guy. In 2021, the IRS had actually audited a very large percentage of people. I can't remember the number, that were making under $25,000 a year. So I don't want to hear this malarkey, as the president would like to say, about them just going after the rich. First of all, they shouldn't be going after anybody unless there is due reason to go after them. But to audit for the sake of auditing, but when I read this, the bits and pieces that I've read about this bill that went through, Americans for Tax Reform put out a great article. Every single energy source now has a tax placed upon it. Even your clean burning natural gas, they placed a tax on, your crude oil taxes on, coal, the litany goes on. And then the businesses that are making, I believe it's $1 billion in profit, are going to have a 15% tax placed upon them. But that all gets passed down to the consumer, for goodness sake. But you read this, and all of these taxes are affecting every single one of us, because when those fuel taxes go in place, it doesn't just affect us at the pump. It impacts your farmers. It impacts your goods. It impacts your supply chain. Every single person now has to pay it, and it goes down to us. So the president wants to run around screaming, I got everything back down to pre-COVID unemployment. We're doing great. But yet the inflation is at 9%. Wages have only gone up 5%. And at the end of the day, we still have 5 million Americans that have literally decided not to go back to work. Our numbers are actually low in comparison to where they were during the middle of this administration. But a lot of people have what we call are no longer even being reported because they have just stopped looking.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this. This is Robin. What was the reaction in the room when Trump was speaking, and did he address his old build the wall?
I was not at CPAC. I haven't been to a CPAC in a number of years. No, I was at the summit in Washington, D.C. that he spoke at last week. I am very thrilled to see a televised version of President Trump's speech, because I will be honest with you, I'm getting older. It's hard to get into all I can't go to all of these events, the travel involved and trying to get in. If I can hit a Trump speech when I'm at a particular event, I'm thrilled, but it gets hard. Harder, as people know, to travel and pay for a hotel and do all this. So I love it when I can see him on television. And more than often, I see him on Newsmax, my home network. They air his speeches live. And I really was thrilled to watch him on Friday in Milwaukee. He was slamming it, just basically going after everything in the kitchen sink that has gone wrong under this Democratic regime of insanity.
It's crazy. It really is. Jesse Jane, always great having you on. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Take the hill. It's going to be a long week. Joe Biden's still in charge.
That's the truth. That is the truth. All right. We'll talk soon. Jesse Jane Duff there. You can follow her at jessejaneduff.com or at Jesse Jane Duff if you are on Twitter, if you're in the Twitterverse. How about that? Coming up, we still got Tom Ackerman. We're going to talk a little bit more about that outstanding effort by the Cardinals and the pitching staff. Even though there were a lot of runs scored, they beat the Yankees. Like, for the first time ever, they swept the series. All that's coming up about 8:35. We'll be right back. You know, last week, right after the primary, we discussed the fact that there was flooding downtown at the post office here, the main post office facility. And there was a discussion among some politicos that impacted the end of the race for some politicians because they sent mailers out that never got delivered by Election Day. So, Carl, please explain to the people and to Robin what's coming in your mail today.
So I have this thing from the post office where they send me video images of what is coming to my house. And the very first thing that is on my daily email is, vote like your paycheck depends on it. The choice is clear. Elect Eric Schmidt for U.S. Senate. Vote this Tuesday, August 2nd.
Yeah. So it's late. Yeah.
One week late.
You got it a week late, but they sent him out anyway. So I don't know. Would a flyer make a difference to me, Robin? I don't think this is a big deal.
Wasted money.
Sabotage. Yeah. Waste of money. Sabotage. I don't know. I got 12 mail-in ballots. We have two people that live in our townhouse. I got 12 mail-in ballots in the last election.
Wow. Yeah. That's the truth. And that's part of the problem, right? That's part of the problem. What you could do is take those and tear them up and put them in your toilet. Listen to what Maggie Haberman said about this book she's written and the allegations she's made against Donald Trump tearing up important pieces of paper and clogging the toilets at the White House.
Brianna, thanks for having me. Gross and important, I think, are the two important words here. What you're looking at is two photos, one from the White House, which is what the one that looks like it has carpet on the bottom. The other is from an overseas trip that a Trump White House source provided me recently after some of the revelations during the January 6th hearing. This person, like a number of staffers I spoke with, while some of the testimony that has been heard has been disputed, generally found the overall picture of Trump to be pretty familiar with what they'd experienced.
Yeah, I mean, she's selling a book.
She's also serious. Yeah, she's so serious there, Mark. She's so serious. She's a committed leftist and a liar. I mean, those pictures aren't real. I pulled them up on dailymail.com, and it's like, come on. Anybody could have written Elise Stefanik's name and put a little piece of paper in the toilet bowl. She just wants to sell books.
Yeah, it's sad. And, of course, the Trump people are all over him, claiming that this is ridiculous and, you know, these aren't real pictures. But my question is, what if they were? I mean, even if they are real pictures, what does it prove? I don't understand it. It's whatever he put in, if indeed that's true, it wouldn't be enough to plug the toilet. I mean, you got to look at the pictures. It looks like somebody took an index card and tore it into four pieces and dropped it down on the toilet.
It's tiny.
It's nothing.
It's tiny. The piece of paper is no bigger than like your thumb digit. That's how small it is. It's like an inch. And to me, it looks totally bogus. And I need a handwriting expert, Mark, from the FBI to see if that's really even Trump's handwriting. Okay, let's get the FBI involved.
Yeah, maybe they could. Maybe they could use some of the 50 agents from the FBI that they assigned to these, you know, silly cases to prosecute people, like in the Breonna Taylor case or the Ferguson case. Here, they sent all those agents in. Here's the deal: this allegation came out a while back. It's resurfacing. It's floating to the top of the toilet because Maggie Haberman has written a book on it, and she's trying to sell books.
How low do you go? How low can she go? And she's also serious in the soundbite.
Oh,
she
is totally
full of it.
Nice. I like it. She needs people to know, and so does CNN, just how serious this is. Hang on.
Confirm something that you broke before in this early release of your book, Confidence Man, out this fall. We're excited to see the whole book based on these pictures and the other reporting coming out. But you reported that White House insiders were telling you about the destruction of key White House documents.
Apparently she's going to describe the destruction and then the flushing of them down various toilets. Wow.
I'm telling you, they're going to stoop to new lows, anything so this man does not run for president again. I'm telling you, this is just the beginning.
I'm with you. Robin Walensky with us this morning, and great to get her point of view on these things. If he announces, it's only going to get worse. They're going to keep at it. The mainstream media in this country will just, they will drive this bus over a cliff if they have to try to keep Donald Trump. And that should be a reason to vote for him. That in and of itself.
It's all down the drain from here.
Nice. Well done. Well done. Coming up, that's what the Yankees are probably feeling like this morning. They're defeated. They're dragging their tails back to New York. Woo-hoo. To that beautiful big rotten apple up there in New York. And they got their butts handed to them by the St. Louis Cardinals, who are on a tear right now. So when we come back, we're going to be joined by Tom Ackerman, KMOX sports director. He was at the game. He took his little girl to the game. It was a long game. It was like 4 hours long. But what a great comeback by the Cardinals to top that game off there. And we'll talk more about it with Tom when we come back.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bomarito Automotive Group.
You know, Tom, I don't think the Yankees are going to want to come back here anytime soon to Busch Stadium, huh?
No, that was a nightmare series for the Yankees. Absolute nightmare. Frankie Montas yesterday, the big prize in the market for the trade deadline, the second best starter I would say out there, got shelled early, capped off by a Nolan Arenado three-run bomb. That was an awesome game yesterday. I was at the game with my daughter, and to be able to experience that, something we'll talk about for years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought for a while, I was like, I wonder how long, I mean, she's almost 16, but I was like, I wonder how long she'll last. It's going to be hot. It's going to be, it started looking like it's going to be a long game. She was into it. It was fun. It was over 4.5 hours, something like that. Longest 9-inning game in Busch Stadium history. They had just an awesome weekend, man. I mean, biggest crowd we've ever had at this ballpark on Saturday, 48,581. Biggest crowd ever at Busch Stadium 3. Bigger than the World Series, bigger than the All-Star game. And then the Friday game, the one before that 1-0 game on Saturday, the Friday game is a 4-3 win where the Cardinals were able to scratch it out late with the Paul DeJong crushing one to right, getting a double to drive in two. Now, it's just an awesome feeling to be able to see a team that's put in a lot of work, Mark. And they got through the trade deadline, and they've gone 6-0 since the deadline, 7 straight. But I think one of the biggest factors is Yadier Molina's back with the team. They have an edge about him. I said it on Tuesday before the deadline expired when I saw Yadi in the clubhouse. I felt like the mood changed in there, and they had an edge and a new outlook, I thought. They refocused, and they're getting the job done.
I was going to ask you what prompted this. I mean, obviously, didn't give up. And DeJong, again, I mean, here we go. They gave him down in the minors before they brought him back up.
Just a chance, you know, just a chance to clear his mind. And he's a talented guy. He's had some great, great hits and plays in this series. And, you know, up and down the board, you could point to every single player just about and say that they did something great to win this series. Goldschmidt at the plate in the field. Tommy Edman, Nolan Gorman, whoever they play at second base, had some good contributions. Arenado, I mentioned the three-run bomb, but he was doing everything. I mean, he had the only RBI in the Saturday game. He had that play from his knees in the fourth inning in the Saturday game. He was awesome. Outfielders had a good series. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And then the addition of Quintana on Thursday, you know, not to mention the Cup series. I mean, you and I talked on Thursday before the doubleheader. Cards swept that.
Right.
Ended up sweeping the Cubs in three. They haven't lost since Saturday in Washington. They came out on Sunday in Washington, and Andre Pallante made that great start for them, went 8 innings, and they haven't slowed down since. But I think the deadline itself, I think that you refocus. I think that you're relieved that you didn't get traded. Okay, this is our group. The only guy out of that clubhouse that was dealt, well, two of them, Johan Oviedo and then Harrison Bader. Malcolm Nunez, the prospect, went in the first deal for Quintana, and Bader went for Jordan Montgomery, one of the most consistent starters the Yankees had, and he ends up beating them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just all around, you have to tip your cap to the Cardinals. They did exactly what they set out to do, pitch well, keep the score down, and then yesterday, in a crazy game, they were just able to outlast the Yankees, scored 12 runs.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, it bodes well for the rest of the season, right? I mean, they're 2 games up now because the Brewers lost to Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, they're up 2 now in the division.
That's great.
And, you know, now the schedule gets easier. That doesn't mean that you can't keep the edge that you had against the Yankees. And I think that that's the thing, is that the Cardinals played with a different edge, but they'll have to keep holding that throughout the rest of this schedule. They go to Colorado for a series starting tomorrow for 3. Then they come home, and here come the Brewers. I mean, you have a chance to do some serious damage to the Brewers, and that's really appealing. The biggest thing is stay healthy. Stay healthy. In the National League right now, it is hard. I mean, there are some really good teams out there. I mean, the Cardinals are leading the division, and that's all they really need to worry about. But if you're going to go win the World Series, you're going to have to find a way to get by the Mets, the defending world champion Braves, who are playing well, the Phillies, by the way, who have won five in a row and have the same record as the Cardinals, and then in the West, the Dodgers, who just slammed the Padres, who apparently were to become superpowers because they got Juan Soto. Dodgers dropped the hammer on them. They've won eight in a row. It's a tough National League.
Well, I hated that Waino didn't get the win. I'll just say that.
Yeah, he did. He grinded through it. Yeah, that brings us to a point. He'll be totally forgotten in this game, but Chris Stratton, I think, is a pitcher that should be commended for stopping the bleeding. I know he gave up some runs after Waino left the game, but he won't get enough credit for sort of stabilizing the game and pitching, bridging the gap, let's say, to the bullpen guys. And then the Cardinals offense was able to slam their way to victory. It was fun, but yeah, it's too bad Waino didn't get it.
So that was a long game. Why did it take so long? Just because of all the offense?
Yeah, I think just in general, yes.
Yeah.
The offense, I think that there were high pitch counts. I think the pitchers labored. It's just a hot day, and it was one of those days where you just couldn't get the outs fast enough. There just weren't enough half innings that went 1-2-3. And, you know, that just it went on and on and on in that fashion. But it was fun, I'll tell you that. I mean, I don't know that anybody was complaining about the quality of entertainment yesterday, that's for sure. And like I said, my daughter sat there, you know, she had a hot dog and fries and a Sprite and big smiles, and we sat around and talked and had a really good time.
Outstanding. Tom Ackerman, thank you.
Thank you.
Got some strong candidates who are going to take them, and Raphael Warnock and John Fetterman and, you know, others. So I think we have to make sure that that is the story, not necessarily about what people are feeling, but the alternative is a Republican Party that doesn't believe in elections, that started on January 6th. These folks who are abusers, and this issue with Marjorie Taylor Greene praying with a guy in a cell. I mean, the Republican Party is a wacko party. The alternative is that you got to go with the Democrats in November.
One of the things that
Yvette Simpson there. She's a commentator on ABC, used to be a city councilwoman in Cincinnati, apparently. Thinks the Republicans are wackos, Robin. Did you hear she was saying that John Fetterman is a great candidate? This is the current lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania.
It's amazing to me that he's running for anything with all his medical issues.
Medical issues and the Gateway Pundit is reporting that his parents were paying him a salary until he was in his 40s.
How pathetic is that?
Because
he was sad and pathetic is that?
He was a local mayor and he didn't make very much money. So his family gave him $54,000 in 2015 alone.
Must be nice.
He's a complete socialist.
Socialist enabler. Can't get out of the rain on his own. I mean, I'm not a fan of him at all. You know, it's interesting, Mark. You know, all morning we've been talking about Trump and DeSantis and all the players that we have on the right. You know, I like Jim Jordan, Mr. Never owned a blazer in his life. Where are
right.
all his blazers, by the way?
That's a good question.
You know, he's always in that white shirt. I'll tell you who I like on Republican women. I'm a big fan of Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee. I think she would be a great VP pick on the right, like DeSantis Blackburn. I like that ticket. Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo. There's always hope for him in a Weight Watchers commercial, but I do like Mike Pompeo. But on the left, we haven't talked about the left, right? So Liz Cheney, I know she says she thinks she's running, but that's not happening. Gavin Newsom, hi. You know, if you use mousse in your hair, Mark, you better go out and buy like 12 cans, because if Gavin Newsom, you know, with his hair, he puts a lot of mousse in product. He's been spotted at the White House. And you know who else I think is arrogant enough on the left to run? Are you ready?
Who?
Kathy Hochul, the unelected governor of New York.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, well, they don't have much of a bench on the left is the problem for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they all seem to think Pete Buttigieg, Pothole Pete, who couldn't even fix the potholes in his little hometown in Indiana, is now the director of transportation for the United States, the Secretary of Transportation, and all he cares about is that you eat cake. Let him eat cake. You just go buy a $50,000 EV, you'll be fine. I mean, this is so out of touch.
Ride your bicycle. Like he looks like a little kid on a bicycle. How'd he do during the virus with all the shipping containers out there?
Oh,
great job, Mayor Pete.
Unmitigated disaster is what it is.
Who do you think, Mark, that the left has? I'm telling you, I think it's Gavin Newsom and Kathy Hochul.
Gavin Newsom. It's just an interesting thing about Gavin Newsom. I have a friend who knows his ex-wife fairly well, Kimberly Guilfoyle. And my friend was with Kimberly Guilfoyle one time and had an opportunity to spend a few minutes chatting with her and ask her, what is the deal with Gavin Newsom? How could you possibly have been married to that guy?
To that guy.
To that guy. Based on the crazy stuff he does in California. And the suggestion was that he's not who you think he is.
Oh, really? Well, then who is he?
Well, I don't know, but he's apparently a bit of a chameleon. And he doesn't, not surprisingly for the Democratic Party, he does and says whatever he needs to say to get elected. So right now, the current climate in California is far left. If he was running for president of the United States, that's not the Gavin Newsom you would see. And that's why it's suggested that he might be a dangerous candidate for, although hopefully the Republicans would spend a lot of money reminding people of how he wrecked California.
Uh-huh. But guess what? Put me in a room with Kimberly Guilfoyle. I've got a few questions that I would ask her that are way more interesting. You know what I'm saying?
What would you ask her?
There's a lot of things I would need to know about Gavin Newsom, to say the least. But I'll tell you this.
Girl to girl, right?
Woman to woman, I have some questions. But we're not going to have any Cuomo. We're not going to have any Biden. We're not going to have any Bush. And we're certainly not going to have any Clintons.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. But
Flag the tape.
Maybe Newsom Cheney 2024. What do you think?
No.
No, that wouldn't go either.
She's got to lose that face.
Yeah, but she's been such a good Democrat that she might fit on their ticket.
It never happening. I think she is totally done. She's not going to be elected anything. I'm telling you, she is done. I think it's, if you're looking at women on the left, it's got to be Kathy Hochul. What really scares me is what happens if something happens to Biden. And then you've got the cackle laugh. And then third in command is you have President Pelosi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about that for a minute. She was acting very presidential over there in the Taiwan. She looked like the president. She looked more like a president than what we've got.
That's frightening. I mean, you've disturbed me here right at the very end of the show.
It's a great way to start the day, right? End the day.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Okay. Not funny, Robin Walensky. Not funny at all. Hey,
head for the hills, man.
Thanks for your time today. We've really enjoyed having you on.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks so much, Mark.
All right, Brian Kilmeade's up next. We'll see you back here Tuesday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com. Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.